Hi Kevin, this is Naftali from Family First Care. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to? I apologize.
No, all right, it's Naftali from Family First Care. So
Family
you called in
first.
yesterday. You
I
called in
did.
yesterday to you
Oh,
want to
you're about
apply for
Keystone
home care
V.
services?
Listen, man. I now recall. This is what happened. I've been very sick. Okay, and I need help. I told the lady that, but my primary thing I was trying to do was get the numbers for Keystone and more, because my cards were are missing, and the benefit was coming on, and I don't know the numbers, and I you know and and
I understand.
I just you know so like I,
Do you know
for me,
if
look,
you were
I
approved?
try to be I try to be legal, okay? Like
Okay.
I'm not getting paid what I should be for Social Security. I'm not getting my shit, but like, okay, I try to be legit. I really don't qualify for that right now. Okay, that's about what I want to say for that situation. I mean, I'm not going to fraudulently say something so I can get it. There's so many people who are doing it, and you know, they are, and I, you know, and along with the other stuff, like. A food stamp. They give me $50 a month. They give me $50 a month. I found out why. Because I won't do it. The shortest bit of fraud what I do. Okay? You know. So I bought that. One thing I am concerned about, though, was I was told that my monthly benefit spending card went down $100 from 220 to 120. Now, I haven't had a chance to investigate that. Okay, because investigating that means that everyone was cut, you know, down across the board, like everybody that handles this, and I don't think that's possible because I'm 67, and whatever they cut, they can't cut my stuff if it's in a bill written by a senator and voted into law. Okay, it's in addition to my Social Security, so they can't cut it. Trump can't cut it, as much as a dickhead as he is, he can't cut it. He goes by the numbers. He does shit, but he doesn't break something like that. That's the fine print. He can't do that. So I don't know that for sure right now. By the end of the business, I'm going to know. And I told the lady, I apologize, but if they're shorting me $100, I'm not only going to fire him. I'm going to get right to the senator that wrote the bill. I don't know who that is. But my mother passed. My dad passed away. My mother was 60. And I was 17, and nobody messed with my mom and jerked her around because I stood up for her. But they tried, they jerked us old people since the dawn of time. And I'll tell you something else. Okay, I got a degree from Drexel Accounting and Finance, and I'll tell you this. Our money was taken and invested just like the insurance company does, except the insurance company are rich as hell, and they don't have the advantage of Social Security. Investment group does. Nobody ever mentions Social Security as an investment group. They do. And you know what? They get the CHIP information because it's the government. They can make things happen to make a good stock. So where
Let me
did
ask you,
all
Kevin.
that billions of dollars go that they say that they're broke? Okay? You
Yeah, let me
talk,
ask you.
I don't give a shit, but they stole it. Okay? But they made no mistake. There should be plenty of money for
Gotcha,
everybody.
gotcha. I understand you. Let
I
me ask
beat
you.
you in the head, jump me on here. You're here to sell home care, and I'm telling you, I don't qualify, and that like
You
I
tried
won't do
once
that.
to apply already, or you didn't try it?
Listen, bro, I'm gonna put it down like this. In order to have home care, you gotta have a home, right?
You don't. You can't have a right, but you can't own a home.
Okay, there you go. That's all I'm gonna say. Like read between the lines, my friend. Okay, I'm being a straight dude. I'm known for that. They call me John Wayne since I was like 16. Okay, this is a cap. You can't be like that. They think they hurt their feelings. I just tell you
Let
like it
me ask
is.
you. Do you want us
All
to
right.
help you apply for home care services, or do or
Well, I
you
don't.
want to dismiss it?
I gave you in a nutshell one concise statement, which is very rare because I'm long-winded. I said you have to have a home to have home care, right? Or
Right.
you're fraudulent, correct? So. In that regard, that's a non-starter. That's
Do
the
you
honest truth. I would love somebody to
you
help me,
own a
though.
home?
I need help so bad, you wouldn't believe. I can't walk one step. One
I
step.
understand
I
you.
swear to God, without a cane, because my hip needs fixing. I see these people walking around with canes in their hand, and I'm going to kill them. I'm not killing them, literally. But I mean, then they walk on it. I can't do that. I have to use it every step. Like, if I get up out of my chair, where's my cane? I can't. It's got awful pain because I won't take painkillers. I need help big time. Big time. All right?
Okay,
I don't.
Kevin.
I can't get it.
Let's keep on track. Let's keep on track. Do you want
Why
us to help
didn't though?
you apply? You want us to help you apply for home care
How am I gonna
services?
listen, bro? I try to tell you, you need a home, not home care, bro. If you can help me get that home care, I'm in.
Okay, so
Like, if
let's try. Let me ask you a few questions, and then we'll see if it's worth applying. If not, so
well, you know, okay, go right ahead.
let me ask you a few
I'm
questions.
gonna be
Okay,
a good
so.
guy. Go ahead.
Okay, so do you what is your income per month? Is it
The Social Security, that's
over,
it.
so how much is it per month about?
Like right around 1,000, like within a couple of hours, I could look it up. It's 650. It's about almost exactly 1,000 within
About a
some time
thousand
now.
dollars. Okay, so that means that you qualify for the income. Do you have
Oh,
any
I know I
assets?
qualify. Yeah, I do. I know I qualify. As far as income wise, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any assets like a whole
No,
a house
not
or
what I'm wearing on my back. I have no assets, no. I
no
got
assets, no life insurance
a hell of a
policy
short
or
line.
anything?
No, I don't have any assets, sir. I really don't. I was a banker. I
So
don't have assets. So
you're not owning any house, right?
I'm not. Say it again. I'm not.
Do you own a house?
No, I have no.
No.
Listen, I was a banker for real. I went to
Oh, okay.
Drexel University. I mean, I listen. I've been there, done that. I'm on carpenters. My trick that I do now. I can't do it because my hip's messed up, and that's why I'm on Social Security, and it's killing me, man.
Okay,
It's
I
killing me.
understand you. Did you previously have Medicaid, or do you have right now? Because when I tried to search your name and date of birth in the Medicaid website, it didn't show up anything. So it
Well,
looks to me
I
that
suppose it.
you don't have Medicaid. But do you know if
Okay,
you
let me
had
say this.
already once?
Let me say. Let me. I'll tell you exactly what I was told.
Okay.
Exactly. The train's coming, but you can hear me. I have Medicare Part A and Part B, right? That requires a co-payment from my Social Security of $200 per month, roughly. So that
So you
means I
have
get $200
Medicare,
less
right?
than normal. Hold on. I was told that the Medicaid in Pennsylvania was paying my $200, and I didn't have to pay it. So that's how I do have Medicaid, but or whatever you call it. Like, you know, what you're talking about. I have it because they're spending $200 to pay my premium for Medicare. Other than that, I don't have anything. So actually,
So
they
what I
do.
understand is that you have Medicare and not Medicaid.
Right, but they do participate in my life because they provide the $200 fee per year or
Okay,
whatever
I
the charge.
understand. Okay, so that means that you have to apply for Medicaid. So we will help you with the process, with everything. So together with applying for Medicaid, you we will apply you for help you apply for home care services. It's going together. So let me explain you what the process is, and we'll take it the next step. So first of all, you're going to have two in-home assessments. So the first one is going to be a financial assessment. Someone will come down to your house and you'll ask you a few
Here's the thing,
questions.
man. Like, look, brother, I don't want to waste your time. I know you want to make money. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, I know
I
that.
understand.
I
It's
know that
just
like, you have a job.
it's
I don't
going
want
to
to
have
waste
to
your time.
go.
You can't evaluate something I don't have.
Right,
I
100%,
can't.
but
It's
it's a state
embarrassing
thing
enough.
that they have to ask you a few questions, but it's just the process. So the whole process can
Listen, I
take
want to tell you this
two or three
straight up and
months.
down. I answered your question. I was an internal auditor, dude. I'm an extremely bright guy. Cash lady business. The whole thing built upon a foundation, everything, a house, principles, law. The foundation is I have to have a home. I don't. So therefore, it's a non-starter. Have a nice day.